When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
Mike Calter Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Is this the end of Medicine Man, you think?
Could be. Maybe.
Starts with the decline right now.
Yeah.
Is this an episode of Bad Man? Is this the end of Medicine Man?
I mean, say he's getting out today.
Tune in, same stuffed colon. He says he's getting out today, yeah. But he's also leaving with the stuffed colon and, the catheter. And
do you think he rode there on his bike and it's like parked outside?
I should have asked him how he got there. I should have asked him. Carmen is getting Steve-O on the phone.
He's there. Line one.
Oh, all right. I didn't know.
Oh, I texted you.
No, I don't. I'm doing a show, you know. I'm on my phone just gib-gabbing.
Oh, really?
All right, I'm on my phone.
Okay.
Steve-O, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm actually awake.
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're East Coast now, right?
I'm Tennessee.
Central?
Yeah, so I'm an hour behind you, yeah.
All right, not so bad. Not usually like you having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. How are things in Tennessee on the big farm?
Dude, I'm loving it, man. Yeah. And check this out, dude. It's my birthday today, and I'm 50.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nice. I should have pretended I knew that. That's why we were calling it. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Look out your window.
I mean, dude, normally, like, I cannot stand birthdays. Like, I just hate them because my phone's just bam, 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 yeah, all day long. Like, got to keep up with it. Plus, I'm, like, an entire year older. Like, I really don't see the appeal of birthdays.
Yeah.
But I recognize that 50 is a big one. And first off, you ruined it by making me wake up so
early.
It's already ruined.
And second, I'm so stressed out right now. Like, my birthday is, like, so unenjoyable because, check this out. I'm putting together this new show. I'm actually, like, going out on tour, and that's I believe, why we are talking today.
You are here June 27th at the Capitol Theater, which is a Thursday night, and it's in just a couple of days.
Right, and I've got a phenomenal show. It's unbelievably filthy, and it's important that I'm out on the road because I'm working towards, like, putting together, like, more material. Now, part of it involves, because I do multimedia stuff. One of my dumb ideas is, oh gosh darn it. One of my dumb ideas is to get a penis tattooed on my forehead.
No.
Right? Now, I know that this is an aggressive idea, but really what it is an exercise in determining how long I last before I tap out and get it lasered off. You know, so
listen to me. I have to tell you, I've known you. We were talking about it earlier. You've been on this show probably for about 15 years now. I consider you a friend. We've gone to meals together.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. And it's not like when you picture a penis on the forehead, you picture it like in the middle. It's gonna be attractive. You see, when you see people that have got, like, the tattoo, it's just, like, above their eyebrow, it kind of contours with the eyebrow above it. Like,
oh, no, not when it's a penis.
Well, right, but the thing is, as it contours with my eyebrow above it, the head of the penis lands in the perfect spot for teardrops to be actually where they're supposed to be.
No, those aren't tears.
No.
It's classy.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. It's great.
No.
You're not gonna talk me out of it.
Yes.
Nobody's gonna nobody's going to talk me out of any of the things that I'm doing for this new show. And dude, have you not even heard about the boob job? Because I'm also getting full D cup boobs.
Oh no!
This is not it. I endorse the D cup boobs more than I do. You can get the boobs taken out. You can never.
I'm absolutely getting the boobs taken out after like 2 months. And dude, you don't know, this will make you feel a lot better, is that I used to have profanity. The S word and the F word, I used to have them tattooed on my knuckles. And I kept that. I waltzed through life for more than a decade with the S word and the F word tattooed on my knuckles. Never held me back. I'm so proud that I carved out a place in life that I could just have that on my knuckles. For any other person, that would be like a job blocker that would like cause problem with relationships. But not me, man. I just cruised through life. But at one point, I decided, you know, like, whoever I was trying to impress didn't really care. Like, it kind of outlived its usefulness. I got the words lasered off my knuckles, and they were completely removed. And here's what's, like, surprising and counterintuitive. The one color which laser tattoo removal most easily and completely gets rid of is black.
Oh, well, all right. That's good to know. Yeah. All right, like, I got to run through a couple of things. I got to run through a couple of
things. I'll be restored back to normal, and I'm doing it. Nobody can talk me out of any of the things I'm doing, and I also believe in it so much because I have been touring. I've got a fantastic show that I'm bringing to Tampa, to not Tampa, Clearwater.
Clearwater, the Capitol Theater in Clearwater on the 27th.
I'm bringing it to the Capitol Theater in Clearwater. I'm going to Orlando. I'm going around, and already this show is just coming together in spectacular fashion.
Will the 27th show be pre-penis face or post-penis face?
I will absolutely have my penis face.
Oh, no. When do you plan on doing this?
Okay, here's the thing. Now, this is why I'm so stressed out. Like, I thought it would be really cool to get Post Malone to do the actual penis tattoo on my face.
Right.
Because I'm in Tennessee and the Bonnaroo Festival, Post Malone's playing the Bonnaroo Festival in Nashville tomorrow night, the 14th.
Oh, no.
So I reached out to his team, right? And I'm just like, yo, dude, like, because he was going to do it for Jackass Forever and it just didn't happen. Immediately I got a response like, yeah, dude, like, hell yeah, let's do it. So like Post Malone is just like confirmed to do it. I'm so stoked. And then I go and, record a podcast with Gene Simmons at his restaurant. Gene Simmons, who promotes, like, he's got all, like, fans all at his restaurant and everything, and like, it was great. But Gene Simmons also brought a Page Six reporter, and the Page Six reporter is, interviewing me or whatever, and I just blurted out. I'm like, yeah, Post Malone's going to tattoo my face with a penis on my face. And then it comes out on Page Six. And then it comes out on, an unholy hailstorm of news articles. I'm surprised you haven't read about it.
No, and now, I have read about it. My whole reason for calling you is to try and stop you from doing this. This is not, listen, you have gone through, first of all, you're probably about two decades more alive than most people thought you were going to be, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. And in that time, you went from a drug addicted crazy man to now you are in a serious relationship. You've left California to go over to live in Tennessee so you can live on a farm and be with the animals. You're turning your life around. You're becoming the new adult Steve-O. This is going to set you back 25 years.
No, dude, get out of here. I'm going to be completely restored to normal. And here's the thing. Here's what's perhaps the interesting part, the funny part, is that I'm not even remotely stressed about the having this tattoo. I'm not even remotely, well, no, I am remotely stressed about the pH fund. I can't lie. that I'm a little stressed about. But I'm completely confident in all of it and everything else that's involved. That, like, what I'm sitting here in the most, like, agonizing discomfort over is the fact that if I'm Post Malone and I see all these articles, maybe that rubs me the wrong way. Maybe he's like, hey, you know, I'm not going to do it. And then I just look like such a schmuck.
I think, first of all, I like Post Malone a lot, and everybody says he's a great guy. I think that he's loving this.
He's genuinely the greatest guy. Like, dude, I saw like some, I think it was like a surveillance camera that was just like, it was like what Post Malone is really like. You know, you could see like he was in just getting just bombarded by people. And like, it was kind of like a view of like when nobody's watching.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and like, he's so nice to people. And then he comes away and you can just see like the agony on his face. Like, it's, you can just see how deep he has to dig to like pull it out of him to be. And then like more people come and he just shakes it off and he's like so nice again.
Yeah.
And he's just, that's him, dude. It's
an exhausting thing to have to, because you got to fake be smiling all the time because you don't want your fans to think that you're a jerk off. So it's exhausting. Yeah,
it's gnarly.
Especially if you had a fight with your girlfriend or something, and it's eating away at you. You can't show that to the world, so you got to be good.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And you can't always be happy, and you can't make everybody happy. And the worst part about it, it's kind of like stuttering. You know, like people stutter at the time when it is most important to them to not stutter. You know,
When
the pressure builds up and you're like, oh, please don't blow it now. And then that's why they blow it.
Yeah.
And like the thing about dealing with, you know, with fans and stuff is that it's the hardest when there's the most of them. You know, when you're in a situation where like it's an unmanageable crowd, there's just too many people. And like, that's when it wears you down the most. And that's when it's hardest to be nice.
Yeah.
You know? But what helps me is I got into watching these YouTube videos. I got into watching these YouTube videos about near-death experiences. And people describe about, like, they have the experience of dying. They go through, like, the white light, the whole thing. And then the whole thing, your life flashes before your eyes. They talk about, like, experiencing their entire life in the most, like, unfathomable detail, like, from the perspective of everybody who they had an influence on. So every single person that you were a jerk to, like, you experience how you made them feel.
Oof.
And, like, without the constraints of time, because, like, apparently time is something that, you know, is an illusion that, you know, like, whatever. Like, no time, like, ultimate detail beyond what you could possibly imagine with the finite mind. And, like, you're going to have all these experiences. It turns out there's only one thing, and, like, we're all just, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time, and I want to have a good life review. And that's like something that I think about all the time, and I just pour effort into every encounter that I have. Like, I try to be like Post Malone.
Yeah, that I gotta tell you, that's a great outlook on life. I just spoke about this yesterday, but to somebody else. But I learned from two people. I learned, well, you know, Chuck Woolery. Remember the old game show host, Chuck Woolery?
Sure, the dating show.
Yeah. He said that when he was young, he went on a date with a girl who turned out to be John Wayne's daughter. And he went back to the house, and while she was getting dressed, John Wayne walked into the kitchen, and he introduced himself, and he said, what are you going to do? He goes, oh, I hope to be in acting someday. And he goes, and I'm just so mesmerized, and I'm talking to you. And John Wayne said to him, remember now how you feel, and that's what you got to remember in the future, because that's how people are going to feel about meeting you. And I always thought that that was good. And then Penn Jillette, who after every show sits there and meets everybody in the show every year, every show after they get off stage in Vegas, they sit there and they meet everybody on the way out. And I said, doesn't that get tiring? And he said, if you can't be nice to the people who put you there and made you millionaires, then you're a huge asshole. And that's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. I mean, I did that thing. You saw me in the comedy clubs, like, I would always say before I got off stage, like, before I go anywhere, I'm going to take a photo with every single one of you guys that wants one. Yep. And that's like, you know, if I'm honest, man, that's like kind of masochistic, dude. Like, I got to a point where, you know, like, that was just not good for my health.
No.
What I do now I travel around on a tour bus and, you know, people wait by the tour bus, you know, and like, those are the people. I'm like, all right, here we are, guys. You know, everyone get your phone out and do the whole thing. So I'm telling you guys now, like, if you wait by the tour bus after my show and at the Capitol Theater, then you're going to meet me and get your photo for sure.
That's awesome. I you are, have always been a nice guy. You know, I found a picture the other day. It was the very first time you and I ever met. It was at your head was shaved almost, and we were at a WWE Raw show here in Tampa, just so happened to be walking. I was with my dad, and you so happened to be walking by, and I gave my dad the phone. I go, hey, take this picture, and I grabbed you, and you were zooted out of your mind. I don't know, you're like, dude, whatever. I don't even recognize that face, but we took the picture together, and ever since then, every time I meet you, you've always been a good guy.
Dude, I wasn't a good guy the first time, is what you're saying.
No, you were still good, yeah.
I'm number one, I'm surprised that there was even a phone on the camera at that time. That I believe, was specifically 2007. And I was ejected from that event, which I was fully supposed to be at.
Yes.
But the thing was that I was on one, and I was on a mission to get the biggest WWE star that I could find to choke me completely unconscious and just drop my carcass on the floor. And I got a couple guys were like, yeah, sure, man, let's do it. But then, like, before it actually happened, the WWE brass caught wind of it. And so it was like this cat and mouse game. I was running around all the arena, like, trying to evade the brass security, but find the wrestler. And they ultimately got to me and ejected me. So
that's funny. And you know what? You're right. That was my dad's digital camera. It was not a phone. You're right. It was a digital camera.
If it was even a digital camera, maybe a cardboard
Kodak.
At the time, and you know what too? Like, just on with wrestling, when Jackass first came out, I was in spring break for the first time, like it was all of the cardboard point and shoots,
yep.
I was just overwhelmed, man. It was my first time being really overwhelmed in like a sea of people, and it was just too much. And then like I finally got like worked my way into this like super VIP section. There's this wrestling event going on there, and this old wrestler who's since passed away, his name was Canyon, and I sat down next to him at the bar. And I was just all flustered, and he like, you know, introduces himself to me, and I said, dude, I just can't take it anymore, man. One more photo, one more, you know, autograph. I'm just gonna snap. And he just looked at me, just like shook his head, just kind of disappointed, like, and he said to me, he said, stop and think about a time when nobody ever wants another photo or autograph.
He's right. Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, yeah, that would be a much tougher situation.
Yeah.
And I just remember that, and it ties in so beautifully to what we were talking about. Man, I love you, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you about something. I was going to call you up today with a mission to get you to stop from tattooing your face, but after talking to you and hearing your enthusiasm for it, and also knowing that in all the dumb things you've done, all of them seem to work out for you in one way or another, I now fully endorse the Post Malone eye penis tattoo.
Good, man. I mean, that's the thing, dude. Like, if I listened to everybody, like, who said, oh, no, don't do it, I would have gotten precisely nowhere in my life.
100%. You know? 100%.
That's my thing. And, like, with respect to the B cups, I mean, I know I got really nervous on that one, like, multiple times, man. I've been back and forth on it. Like, I, you know.
Where are you doing it?
I got the best guy in the world.
Okay, for, all right.
You know, a guy who, like, I mean, it's best guy in the world is a subjective title, but still, consensus the best guy for giving men, like, absolutely gorgeous, like, absolutely gorgeous boobs.
You might like it.
How long will you keep them?
I'm told that, 2 to 3 months, I gotta get them out. Otherwise, like, the stretching becomes more of an issue.
How is your girl with that? She appreciates this?
She does not love it, dude. She does not love it. Just between us.
Yeah.
Just between us. It's like, I've been engaged for 6.5 years. We've been engaged.
Yeah.
And this is like the final test, dude.
Oh, man. that is so funny. Like, I remember in 1996, there we were at a rock station, and there was, remember, Details and Maxim were all like the big magazines, FHM, and they had a guy in there who got boobs for $100,000. This is before every guy was doing them,
like
transgender.
The guy did absolutely nothing funny with them.
Right.
You know, except what the story was that he ended up liking them and didn't take them out, right?
Yeah. And there's going to be pictures of you. You think you took a lot of pictures before. Wait till you got a nice, sweet set of double Ds.
Oh, I know, dude. I know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I went back and forth on it. I was like, oh, man, because I've got, like, reps, you know, like, there's a rep saying, like, hey, man, like, it's a really, really dangerous move to, you know, have people think that you're being disrespectful of the transgender community, man. Like, that's just a hornet's nest that you don't want to poke. And I was like, well, no, because zero part of me is doing this in any malicious way. Like,
right.
This has nothing to do with being mean spirited or negative. This is just like fun and funny. And then I've got the other rep that's like, hey, man, like, I really want you to think about what happened with Bud Light. Okay. They were the number one beer in the world. And like, now they're number seven. They literally lost billions in their market share. And I was just like, yeah, I just don't think that really applies to me either.
No.
You know, like, I just think, what are people going to, is it going to be outrage? Like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this. Steve-O's done something super crazy this time.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, I just don't think that that's a thing. And like, while there will be the people with the Kid Rock mentality who are just pissed about it, and there will be like the, you know, like whoever the sensitive people are, I just think that the noise it makes, like the awareness that it creates, I just think it's a numbers game, you know? And I gotta like not be sensitive, and I gotta like just, you know.
Well, you have a good heart, and I think that people know that. So, and this is nothing, this is you doing it, because let's be honest. I tried to think of this one time. When I was a kid, the greatest stuntman in the world was Evel Knievel, and nobody came close. You're the stuntman. You're the Evel Knievel of this generation. You're doing these things because you're having fun doing it, and because it's making other people, it's bringing them joy. I mean, you're sacrificing your body like Evel Knievel did for the joy of other people.
Yeah, and dude, it's like, thank you, by the way. And you know, the one guy who got the boobs, like, he just didn't do anything funny. Like, man, I've got the production schedule of all time. You know, like, I don't want to give away all my ideas. But I love you so much. I have to tell you that I've like been rigorously training like my pole dancing classes. My hidden camera, like strip club performances. You know, like, I'll leave it there. Like, there's so many different ways of concealing who I am, like shoulders up, and like putting myself in situations where like I'm just to be mistaken as a girl. That's why I'm holding off on my testosterone replacement therapy until after.
Well, you really are committed to this. This is great.
Yeah.
Can I put?
You know I've lost damn near 20 pounds. Wow. Like to make sure that I'm petite enough to be mistaken as a girl.
Question, and I don't want to. I was going to say I'm going to do this, but I should probably ask you first. Would it be okay to motorboat you?
Oh, dude, 100%. It would be insulting not to.
I'm in. I would be honored to motorboat you.
Yeah, what are you like, you know, if you're not going to go for the motorboat, then that means that you've got some weird, like, you know, phobia that's totally not politically correct.
Well, I love me some boobies. Even if they're on Steve-O, I'll motorboat. But you are, I got to tell you, you never, just when you think, well, that's probably over now, he comes back with something completely new and completely getting everybody talking about it again. So tomorrow night at Bonnaroo?
I mean, dude, I don't, like, that's the thing, man. Fingers crossed, like, I just think, you know, if it falls through, I'm just going to feel like so much egg on my face and a dick tattoo.
Hey, if don't let Jelly Roll do it. He doesn't seem like his tattoos are very good.
Jelly Roll, I haven't even reached out to Jelly Roll, but it did occur to me, like, he'd be a really good backup.
Listen, Bert will get him on the phone in 2 seconds, and we'll get that taken care of. Jelly on the backup for the, although it's probably going to be a stick figure PB on your eye, but it'll still.
I got the stencil. My tattoo guy flew in last night. You know, like, I don't, like, do tattoo situations without my guy, you know, like, because I give people tattoo needles or the, you know, like, I don't have to worry about any, like, just protocol stuff.
Right, so, right.
Like, so, yeah, I've got the guy. He's going to put the stencil on. It's literally just trace the wiener.
All right. So it can't be so hard to do. So hopefully tomorrow night this is a huge success. I went from trying to stop it to now being a full believer, and I'm looking forward to stage two, full set of D-cup boobs.
Yeah. Now, dude, now tell me the truth. Be honest as a bro.
Okay.
Like, you didn't even know about these things when you planned a call.
I knew about the penis thing. I did not know about the boobs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I said to Gio, you call Steve-O and line it up. Because normally I would just text you. And I said, you call him and line it up and don't say anything about the penis because I don't want him. I'm going to try and talk him out of it tomorrow. And that's why we just went all straight. Oh, no. We knew. Are you kidding me? We're all over this.
Did you say that on the air, though? Did you say, now I'm going to talk to Steve to try and talk to him?
This morning, yes, I did. Yeah. This morning, I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's impressive, and I love that you care. And that's what makes the penis on the forehead so... that's what makes it so great, is that people think of tattoos, particularly tattoos with black ink, as so permanent, so irreversible. And I've already had laser removal, so I know... Yeah. I know it's going to be completely gone, but the question is, how soon?
You may start liking it.
I just have no idea, like, how much I'm going to be like, God, I got to get this off of me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that the penis tattoo needs to last throughout the entire Steve-O's Gone Too Far tour.
Well, I got to tell you now, I went from being mad at it to now looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what the news says on Saturday and the pictures that'll be floating around, and then eventually to see you with the boobs. And maybe I'll be throwing dollar bills at you one day and not even know about it.
Dude, 100%, man. There's a makeup artist that put a wig on me, and this makeup artist, like, promises I'm unrecognizable as Steve-O in light, let alone in a dimly lit strip club. The only question is the logistics of my pole dancing training and how to rig it so that I can do an acrobatic jump up in the air and literally get stuck hanging upside down from the stripper pole to determine if any of the patrons come to my rescue to get me down.
Man, you're constantly reinventing himself. Listen, I hope to see you when you come to town the 27th at the Capitol Theater. It's a Thursday night. Steve-O brings his tour here. I went last time. I watched the whole show I thought it was great. I thought the multimedia stuff was good. The vasectomy stuff was insane. It's a great show. My favorite part of the whole show is when you went out there and you were like, hey, well, before the show, you and I talked and you said, we definitely sold more tickets after I went on your show. I was like, oh, good. And Steve-O went out there and tried to give me some love. And he goes, how many people bought tickets after they heard me on the Mike Calta show? And there was like two claps. And he looks at me from the stage. He goes, well, that didn't work out. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, yeah, I love you, man. It's so great. It's so great. I'm not even mad at you for making me get up because I'm competing in a triathlon tomorrow with like we might be doing the tattoo today, so I could be swimming in a filthy Tennessee lake with an open wound.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
And that's just so fun. Yeah, but yeah, well, man, like we'll see how it goes, dude. And who knows if I can even post a picture of, because it's a pretty graphic design with the penis. Like, I don't even know if it's allowed on social media. But I'll text you a photo of it.
All right, I'd love to see it. I really would. And happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, man, thanks so much, guys. Love everybody. We'll see you at the Capitol Theater on June 27th.
Have a great day, pal.
It's really going to be wild. Awesome, man. Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Love you. The great Steve-O, the Evel Knievel of this generation.
He said that he's unrecognizable when he has the wig and the makeup and he's going to have the boobs and stuff. I think we'll recognize
him. Or if he looks really good and then you're like, hey, baby. And he goes, hey, dude.
Yeah. What's up, dude? I really
genuinely like him as a person. Like, he's just such a sweet, nice guy. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun to have been a fan and then to, you know, to meet him and like him. You know what I mean? So, I you meet some guys, you know, like, that guy's a dick. I'm so glad that we have a relationship with him on this show. So, all right. Well, he'll be here on the 27th at the Capitol Theater if you want to go see a great show. And he's multimedia, which means that he's got a lot of video of stuff he's done, things that he's not allowed to show anywhere else. He got a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
He's running and he gets shot with a tranquilizer dart. Oh, it's hilarious, dude.
It says limited tickets available, so.
Yeah, it's not a huge place, so.
If you want to go, get on it.
Get on it. Listen, if Capitol Theater, if you're listening, get me one of those little Muppet booths. I'll go to that thing. If I could sit up there in that little Muppet booth, I'm there for sure.
Perfect.
All right, we got to take a break. It's a Mike Calta show. We'll be back. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorneys.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.